actually gives a little more detail on these performance issues. So see our Fortran, we can do some arithmetic with one instruction in 10 to the minus 8 seconds. That's 100 megahertz clock. So we can do a floating point instruction in we can do 10 to the 8th of them per second. And so that means if we have on the client side a C subroutine, we can do certainly many millions of instructions to people's attention time is measured in a few milliseconds. Once you get some the clock cycle of a person is basically the speed at which neurons fire, which is a millisecond. So people start people do not notice if it takes a few milliseconds to process something. As we discussed, the pure interpreter is 50 for Java is 50 times slower than C. Just-in-time compilers are getting better and better, which is they're 2 to 8 times slower than C. As we mentioned last time, native Java compilers will be the same speed as C. Perl, which we'll do later on, is a reasonably well-written interpreter. It's only 500 times slower than C, except it's actually not as bad as it sounds. When you come to use a Perl, you will find that Perl, like every other language, has runtime. So the runtime is presumably written in some high-performance language, and so when Perl does I.O., Perl's I.O., which is reading from a file, calls this runtime, and it actually runs as fast as C, well, pretty nearly as fast as C. So if you look at Tickle or JavaScript, which are true interpreters, they're about 5,000 times slower than C. So if you decide that you can do 1 million or 5 million C instructions, nobody notices. That says you can do 1,000 JavaScript instructions and nobody will notice. That's quite a lot. You can certainly order a pizza with 1,000 and add it up with 1,000 instructions. And as we discussed, CGI scripts, the actual execution can be very fast, but there's so much overhead of invoking programs and traversing networks that's bound to be measured in seconds before anything useful happens.